Wherefore the wolf pack, having gorged upon the lamb, their prey, with siren smile and serpent guile, I make the wolf pack pay. With velvet paws and flensing claws, a tigress roused to slay. One who in youth sought truest truth and found a devil's lies, a symbol of the sin of man, a human sacrifice. Yet shall I blame on man the shame? Could it be otherwise? The Harpy, Robert Service. Chapter 1. Evanstone shot off the couch and scrambled to the window, clutching back the living room curtains as he stared into the darkness. His heart continued to rattle hard enough his hand shook. It took a long time to blink away the images, for the echoes of screams to fade from his ears. To admit it was true, the flames were only in his mind, his dreams. Instead of red and gold fingers consuming everything around him in destructive heat, outside his second-story apartment window, the streetlights of Whitehorse flickered. Their pale blue glow, a faint defense against the chill of night. As the fog in his brain cleared, the ache in his belly arrived, silent pain striking deep. The gaping hole in his soul became his single focus point. Far more than the dreams of his past, the unknown cut him apart and shot his concentration to hell. Life as he knew it was over, but his future refused to arrive. Somewhere out there was his mate. He'd scented her, following her trail from his hotel until she'd vanished without a trace. He'd dedicated every spare moment since to the search, but all his attempts had come up blank. Frustration led to restless nights pacing before passing out wherever he ended up. Restless sleep led to nightmares made of tortured memories. He was past ready to move on. A quick glance showed the clock on the counter had failed. Evan pressed his watch to check the glowing numbers. Time clicked over to 12:10 as loud pounding sounded on his front door.
Evan, wake up! Wake up!
Bloody hell.
Sean?
Wolfpack hierarchy said Evan was numero uno and Sean second in command. Evan tried to maintain a light hand on the reins. He'd witnessed too intimately what happened when men and beasts allowed power to go to their heads. But laid-back ruler of his Tikini Pack kingdom that he might be, unless this was a real death and dying emergency, he would happily take out his frustrations on his beta. Evan jerked the door open. Sean stood there, his usual what-the-fuck attitude noticeably absent. Instead, his dark hair and broad shoulders were covered with a thick layer of black and green stuff.
What the hell happened to you? Whoa!
Evan stepped back in self-defense as the first wave of putrescence hit him smack in the face.
Crap.
Not crap. It's garbage.
Sean knocked a handful of what looked to be half-decomposed roadkill off one shoulder.
Get a new hobby,
Evan snarled, his eyes watering.
Jeez, you reek. Stand downwind. I'll come outside.
You need to get to the hotel,
Sean insisted, even as he inched farther back on the landing, his face twisted into a horrified expression.
I can hardly breathe, I stink so bad.
Evan wasn't sure what was going on. Their livelihood was based on the hotel, and over the past couple weeks, strange shit had been happening. He strode back to his bedroom, shouting at Sean through the open door.
Stay there while I pull on some clothes. Tell me what's wrong and why the hell you look like a zombie.
Power is out at the hotel. Only the hotel. None of the other places on the block are affected, and the pack house three streets over is fine as well. I was in the middle of shutdown at the bar when everything went black. None of the usual fixes helped, so I thought I'd try you. But your phones are out, both your landline and your cell. And the shortcut between the hotel and your place was booby-trapped.
Sean grimaced at the muck-coated fingers he raised skyward as Evan joined him on the landing, fully clothed. They both turned and headed down the stairs to the street level.
Thanks for getting me. Did you turn on the generator?
Busted.
Bullshit,
Evan snapped.
I serviced that myself last week.